From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The Syrian peace talks are suspended. The United Nations has suspended the current diplomatic effort to chart a course to end the five-year Syrian conflict after attempts to bring the opposition and government together in proximity talks lasting less than a week. UN envoy Stéphane de Mistura in Geneva called the delay until February 25 a temporary pause, not a failure.
I have concluded, frankly, that after the first week of preparatory talks, and they are talks, and the talks have started, you can call them as you want, but they were talks, that there is more work to be done. Not only by us, we have done our part, but by the stakeholders who have been telling us, the countries, go and start this initiative, while in fact they, the Security Council and the ISSG, are now expected to address some of the issues which have been pending. One in particular, what is the talks going to make as a difference for the Syrian people?
The temporary halt came as the Syrian army, backed by Russian airstrikes, claimed that it ended the rebel siege of two Shia villages near the northern city of Aleppo, an achievement viewed as a major victory for President Bashar al-Assad. Washington blames the pause in Geneva on Russian airstrikes that disrupted humanitarian aid to Syrians. Aviation experts and the pilot appear to agree that Tuesday's explosion aboard a Dalo Airlines Airbus A321 that took off from Mogadishu en route to Djibouti was caused by a bomb. The blast blew a hole in the fuselage, forcing the pilot to return to Mogadishu Airport. The body of one man, believed to have been sucked out of the plane after the blast, was recovered north of the Somali capital. An investigation into the cause is underway. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization Wednesday voiced concern over a case of Zika virus in the U.S. state of Texas caused by sexual contact. Christian Lindmeyer is a WHO spokesman.
We have seen only two cases so far of sexual transmission. So while it seems possible that the virus spreads through semen and is possibly transmittable through blood, these are so far only the rare cases of transmission. What we do see is a huge majority of mosquito infections.
The WHO declared a global health emergency Monday over the Zika virus. Meanwhile, the governor of the southern U.S. state of Florida has declared a public health emergency in four counties. In Latin America, where the disease is most widespread, 14 health ministers meeting in Uruguay agreed on a public information campaign and a boost in the number of medical workers to fight the mosquito-borne virus. Brazil's President Dilma Rousseff, meanwhile, whose country hosts the Summer Olympic Games, said her government will spare no expense in fighting the mosquito that experts say carries the virus. 12 Pacific Region trade ministers Thursday signed the Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP, Free Trade Agreement in Auckland, New Zealand, a deal that will cut taxes and trade barriers for nearly half the world's economy. Andrew Robb is the Australian trade minister.
It is the biggest trade deal in 20 years. It is going to create a great momentum for growth and jobs amongst the 12 countries. Our view is that the corresponding agreement being negotiated, the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership, together with TPP, provides a potential pathway to an Asia-Pacific free trade area.
The other trade pact he referenced, the RCEP, is an alternative agreement involving China but not the U.S. President Obama, referring to the TPP, said it will bolster American leadership abroad and support good jobs at home. South Korean President Park Geun-hye Thursday said a planned rocket launch by North Korea can never be tolerated. Ms. Park said the fact that the North said it will launch a long-range missile following a fourth nuclear test last month is a threat to peace on the Korean Peninsula and to the world. Pyongyang announced its intention to launch a satellite into orbit sometime between the 8th and 25th of the month. South African President Jacob Zuma says he's prepared to pay for some of the expenses on security at his private home. Mr. Zuma said he'll follow the advice of the country's Auditor General and Finance Minister to determine how much of the estimated $20 million cost he should pay back. The 2013 security upgrade, that included an amphitheater and cattle enclosure, has been widely criticized by the opposition and news media. Asian markets rallied early Thursday, with investors more confident the U.S. Central Bank will keep a key interest rate low, perhaps for the rest of the year. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.